use both the right and the left hand side of the brain. So this is psychologically mentioned. Means there's a small brain and the big brain, they have their own subconscious, conscious state, etc. He has to have all the nerves of his brain working fully well from his represented as an analytical skill, focus on details, okay, minute as the thing, ability to comprehend communication in the underlying meaning of it, have a creative eye, okay, so that's what he should be, an engaging person, people should be listening to him, yet he has to be flexible when he realizes that something needs to really change. Researchers, data analysts, ability to predict. So he has to have on the one hand the research ability, he has to have the comprehension ability from the data. You see, the five data, five analysis presented may comprehend one inference. That is what he has to have. Ability to predict the future trend. He should be able to gauge numbers, changing numbers, and see how market, how consumers are going to shift, or what is shifting behind consumer behavior, etc. Get into the product development. He has to have a suggestive eye to the marketeer functions. This is what is changing. Why not have this kind of consideration, etc. Again, a media person. He understands media from the communication perspective. Strategy part. He is a strategist with the client. Client doesn't like account planner for doing a good media planning, good, you know, this thing. He is liked for his strategic thinking. So that's why. And eager to learn new technologies. So today's world, technology is changing day and night. He cannot say that I am averse to digital. Tomorrow something else, AI is coming. Now, as you all know, artificial intelligence. So he should be also be aware of and then leverage it. So that is what makes a good account planner. So let's understand, you know, people have certain myths about account planning function, the glamour, etc. that they see, and we will try to give you a perspective. So first myth is about account planning is a solution to all the advertising industry's problem. Account planning leads to the breakthrough creativity. That's what he is like, supposed to be a magician. Account planning can strengthen an agency's creative products. So he's a, no doubt, a backbone, but certainly not a magician. Everyone has to contribute. In short, account planning is the key to winning the new business pitch. So that's a big thing that agency expects from him. Pitching is a team spirit, team sports, and where everyone requires to contribute. And you know, in case of advertising agency, perhaps right from the day one, clients actually wants to see the creative pitch and creative communications, advertisement layouts, etc., which is not the case with when you do a research agency serving you or any other agency. Here you actually want to see the output, and then only you determine. So they say the creative pitch presentation, many agencies called for. There's a process for account planning. So one myth also downplays the criticality of this as a person. He says it's a process-based outcome. So there are numerous ways to execute proper account planning. Again, it's a man who matters, then the process. Account planning and research department can coexist. Each department must have a clear definition of its role and must know who is in charge of whom. No doubt the account planner is supposed to know the research and its utility, the methodology, etc. But research is a science in itself. Therefore, each one has to have that line of differentiation understood and extract best from each other. So that's what. Another one is digital transformation solution will drain the company's budget. They believe that the account planner often overboard on the digital, this thing that will strain the advertising budget. Not necessary. The account planner acts as a bridge. He is accountable and effective. Remember the that BMT approach. The person has declared that one has to have that accounting, accounting and effectiveness responsibility. So they play that role. They play a suggestive role. Digital technology transformation is not for small companies, and the benefits are unclear. Account planner is also been criticized that any and everywhere they propose digital. If done the right way, it can work wonders. So it's not that the digital transformation cannot help small companies, but yes, account planner also understand the budgeting constraints, etc. All digital transformation strategies are good strategy. They feel that account planner always comes with good strategy because it's a digital approach that he's recommending. No, the account planner needs to be well versed. So he should know each digital platform's ability, what can bring for you. So like, for example, social media can bring a interaction, engagement, inducement, but your offer is to be good. You know, your product, that understanding of the product has to be well communicated. So various things. So if you do not really plan that well, your ads are not going to be successful. So that's another. So we busted some of the myths of that. And then post-pandemic account planning scenario. So far we have got an overview, which is say like pre-pandemic or 60s and 80s, 90s, 1890s was a kind of a continuation. Now we see how things are changing. On product front, as the pandemic has hit the world, the consumer purchase behavior has drastically changed. You know, now their eyes are open to online shopping. They realize the rationale behind contactless delivery, etc. Convenience, at that time it was a pain, but as they started acquiring goods through online medium, the convenience has started setting in. Customer expects the client to have exactly what they want. And, you know, so that's where newer ways, newer packaging size, newer modus operandi of delivery, etc. started happening. Now you see that Amazon current advertisement, if you notice, everything from the household will come. Oh, dadaji kya liya to maine battery mangai. So that's a current ad which I have seen recent past. So even that Mona, this thing, she's the neighbor comes to her and she says ke maine aata mangaya, jhadu mangaya, ye hai, kal to ye bhi aayega. It is like they are trying to say that you have to align your offering as needed by the customer. Technology is just the facilitator, and technology has played a really good role. And now, having tasted that, those who are in the technology world is taking it to the next level, where AI is going to play the very vital role. But technology cannot bypass certain criticality like target audience, personalization, engagement, etc. The client, the companies which adopted faster during the pandemic have been able to survive. Companies should follow the three strategies. So these are those three strategies to ensure that experience-based delivery is ensured. Customers are expecting that. So use real-time analytics. So today now you have a data analytics available in the backbone. Use that. Even track the past data and immediately change your required configurations. Build the right data and technology foundation. So you require to have, first of all, the platform ready where various backends are tied up. Say like Zomato was offering 10 minutes this thing. So Zomato, before offering 10 minutes this thing, they have to have the backbone ready. Collective and individual goals, entire customer journey is taking place from the need realization to the acquisition to the post-purchase feeling. Have you aligned this to with your, the journey of the customer? Consumer themselves, post-pandemic, major shift in their behavior has happened. Since the barring of physical visits to the shop, the brand loyalty got affected. So that was a big blow. Consumers were ready to get whatever is available. So that's the time when what is available became very important. So if they carry the right, at that time, some of them, maybe the fly-by-night operator, they were able to probably coin quick messages which grab the customer attention. Now, when you start using it and you realize that this is equally serving your purpose, so the earlier brand that you were loyal to, that you were paying more price for, got impacted. The messages needed to be there for. However, the other companies, the brands have bounced back, they created a relevance, they created the right alignments, etc. They have strengthened their understanding of the consumers and now they are luring them back. And those who were there for the fly-by-night operations have really faced the hit. So knowing consumer, their demographic, their technological adoption, their friendliness with technology, all things matter. So these are four areas where post-pandemic, what has happened, we have seen. So we are trying to understand the changing consumer behavior post-pandemic. There was a survey by the Ernst & Young, world's very leading consulting firm. And they have done survey among 14,500 individuals covering almost 20 countries. And what came out of a different type of consumer segments which emerged. So we'll try and focus on that. The first is type of a consumer who believed affordability first, living within their means and their budget, focusing less on brands and more on product functionality. So the whole class of consumer for whom the functionality became more important than the brand. Many reasons to that. Health first. Now people have become conscious about their health, the immunity, etc. So you see that immunity based so many products have come in, protecting their health. These are vital, this thing that entire family has considered, choosing therefore the product which are safe, moving towards Ayurvedic, moving towards herbal, etc. And thereby minimizing the risk on their health. And that has an impact on many products in the market. Planet first. Now even the realization has come that how much destructions that world, you know, you have done to the world. So entire class of consumers who started looking out for kind of goods and services which believe the planet first philosophy, trying to minimize, you know, minimize the impact on the environment, and therefore they buy the brand which reflects the environmental concerns. So then the society first. So here the working together for the good cause, greater good social, you know, collective cause, and then buying from organizations, they find it to be honest and transparent. So that's where again, the kind of support that you give, the kind of transparency that you bring for your working, etc. Those kind of people have, you know, the consumers started preferring those kind of organizations first. And then experience first. Living in the moment to make the most of life, often making them open to a new product, brands and experiences. A whole lot of teenagers, what you say, the millennials, etc., they want to leave the moment. They are one who is not thinking like a, at the age of 25, they are not thinking of retirement planning. Okay, so that class of customers, you require hold together different marketing perspectives. So this is what the five different consumer segment evolution that this research has brought out. So now you see through this graph, there are five types of changing consumers that is evolving, starting with affordability. So you see like almost 32% who believe that affordability, health, I gave you those perspective. This is an account of it. Health conscious people 25%, planet conscious 16%, society conscious, society first, you know, that 15%, and experience led, experience first, those kind of a 12%. So this is what the new composition which is emerging post pandemic. After we understood how the consumers are changing, let's understand the technology, you know, change that is happening. Companies has to place a lot of focus on the data. The real-time data generation has taken many-fold jump. And therefore, they have to not only have the data analytics in place, but various technology bandwidth in place. Okay, so that the entire customer business experience, virtual experience, or in-shop experience becomes flawless, becomes an experience in itself. That's where, like, you see the Bluetooth when you are activated, the magic mirror, all those things, you know, where whichever dress you want to try on, actually without wearing, you can see. So this is what an example of how technology is changing. This likely means that building some degree of machine learning, artificial intelligence, application of that, various tools like RFID, barcodes, that is what is making the supply chain, you know, totally turn around and becoming very smart, fast and error free, etc. So all this is focused on one thing, which is an experience for the customer. Content. So content marketing is a buzzword. Where, you know, the content has to provide people the knowledge, the information, and drive them to avail that experience. Where email marketing, mobile marketing, various mobile apps, which is really changing the way we interact. So that's what is a post-pandemic change on the technology front. Commerce. So entire commerce setup is changing. Earlier it was very vertical, wherein you have a brick and mortar, there is a wholesaler, retailer, you know, before you, and then you have an end consumer. Now various formats are emerging, direct to consumer, okay, e-commerce, mobile commerce. So various those, you know, streams of commerce that is emerging. That has to be broad. Hybrid experience. There are many who initially came as an online, they have now brick and mortar. Lenskart, for example, they started as an online, this thing, but they now have shops also across many cities. Communities, such as conveying B2B buyers at a virtual trade show. So even this has become a woke, that is a virtual exhibition. So they invite B2B buyer and they come and do that, or webinar through which you convey things, you know. Convenience, like consumers are seeking convenience. So which technology will bring you closer to consumer, give that consumer the experience, okay. So the cashbacks and coupons, you know, online, that code for your getting that benefit, whatever, you know, all those things are becoming a reality. That's where the technology is facilitating the commerce. So challenging in the current account planning scenario. So we will now try to understand, after having seen the beautiful part, always everything and every function has certain challenges. So what is this challenge that in any account planning function or an individual faces? Need a greater focus on consumer digital and social media behavior. Now his area of focus has widened. Earlier, only focusing on consumer was sufficient because the homogeneous groups were limited. There was only the vertical commerce. There was no multi-channel commerce. Now technology is leading to both social media behavior changing, the digital applications are changing, digital adaptation of commerce is changing. So he has to have an eye on this, which is a complex and challenging task. Need to select the right digital tool to collect consumer data. Now he has to have primary research on one hand, the secondary research, which is done through the use of digital tool. So that entire part is a add-on for him. Understanding the digital data collected from the tools, this calls for a quicker response. Now, the digital data is not the data that you can sleep over it. The primary research done by the agency over 3 months, presented to you after a month, and then you discuss, debate over 2 months and take decision, that era is gone. Here the real time shift is happening. Are you able to see it? Are you able to change it? That's what is critical. Need to actively revamp the client organizations to digital world and align with their budget constraints, etc. So budgets are always limited. He wants to make the client move to the digital more and more. So how do you do that? That's a challenge. Needs to understand the socially and digitally fast-paced consumer. So while on, you will have a different adopters of technology. Some adopts technology very fast. Some look at others to adopt and then learn out of it. Some are laggards. They will be the moving at the end. So how does this guy understand those dynamics and translates into tactical execution so that you are able to capture customers at a different their technology adoption journey phase? So that's a challenge. So in summary, if I have to today summarize for you this entire chapter, so quick pointers, if an advertisement does not deep into the heart and soul of the targeted consumers, it would be a total waste, very obvious. And that's where the account planner as a concept is come in. Earlier, the role of research and various things was internalized, but slowly even the advertiser felt. On the other hand, agency even started losing the clients, they also failed. And that is a birth of an account planner. An advertising firm that embraces the account planning will certainly encounter lesser risk and provide more creative and successful advertisement. Now, account planner, and remember, he is not the one who looks at your current. He constantly looks at your future. So he plays that vital role through the research, consumer connect, ground, you know, his ears on the ground. Therefore, creativity is effective and that leads to the call to action very well, and that leads to the bottom line, return on investment for the advertiser. A good account planner has an inbuilt interest. So these are the qualities of account planner that we have understood: passion, consumer connect, data analytics, etc. His ability to transfer team spirit, transfer the data into a creative brief. All those things are the characteristics. Account planner acts as a bridge between customer on one hand and entire various functions within the agency. He's like a bridge catalyst. Gains insights into the customer attitudes, needs through quantitative research, qualitative. So he's like a one who has to understand thoroughly the science and the art of research, use it. He may not himself do it. So that's where I told you that, you know, there is a departmental difference has to be understood, but he's the one who has to drive that. The account planner translates customer insights into the advertising. He has to develop his brand strategy, he has to develop his advertising strategy, he has to then convert a strategy into tactical advertising campaigns, etc. Finally, account planning helps in increasing the chances of getting the advertising right the first time. So well spent money, outcome will come. You will be effective right from the word go. You will not be into the trial and error method. So these are the points of summary for the account planner. What is account planning? We have understood how it has evolved, who's that account planner, characteristics, we have understood the roles and benefits, etc., and how post-pandemic changes in the consumer behavior, the technology side, etc., and challenges that any account planner faces. Thank you, friends.